It's a mini-sode. Hit it. What's up, dudes? This is Jerry D with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas. Now, I have a lot to cover today, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. So today we're going to be talking about all the way cool toys that we got when we were kids. These are some of my absolute favorites. It includes my top six. Later on, it became a top seven in the later 80s. But it's my top six of the early to mid 80s, as well as a lot of secondary and tertiary levels of toys. So I broke it down into a couple of categories. The first is my primary, and that includes my most favorite, the upper echelon of toys. And so these are toys that I usually had more than seven, like eight or more. My secondary tier is toys that I had between four to seven, and then my tertiary tiers, I only had like one or two, maybe three, but I didn't get as many, and I didn't have as much play as some of the others. But I'm going to dive right in. Now, of course, this isn't an exhaustive list of all the toys in the 80s. I would love to do a complete 80s toys episode at one point, but for now, these are just my favorites. So, the first is He-Man from Mattel, 1982. He-Man defends the secrets of Castle Grayskull from the Lord of Destruction, Skeletor, and his evil warriors. These ones were super cool. My favorite, of course, was He-Man. When it comes to playsets, it was Castle Grayskull, but I loved Skeletor, Triclops. There was Rio Blast. I don't know if you remember him. He was like a cowboy, and he had guns like everywhere. And then there was also Cyclone. He was really cool and like a blue and yellow theme, blue and gold. It was just an amazing toy there. So those are some of my favorites from He-Man.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
He's He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Skeletor is his enemy.
He-Man. If He-Man, Skeletor, and Castle Grayskull, you have to put the castle together.
You're doomed, He-Man.
Oh, yeah? Watch this action, Dad. He-Man. Now I have the power.
He-Man and Skeletor each sold separately. Castle Grayskull also sold separately from the Masters of the Universe collection from Mattel.
Next, we have G.I. Joe. Again, Hasbro, 1982. So same year, different company, Hasbro and Mattel. G.I. Joe is a highly trained special mission force that defends human freedom against terrorist organization Cobra. Of course, they're determined to rule the world. Oh, man. G.I. Joe were super cool. They were smaller than He-Man. They were 3¾-inch. Duke, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, especially Ninja Force Storm Shadow was one of my favorites. The whole Ninja Force line. Later on, they also came out with the Battle Force 2000 line, and Maverick on that one was like one of my absolute favorites. I did have the Sky Striker. I think I had Water Moccasin's vehicle as well, and just a few other things here and there. But those ones I had a bunch of because they were super cheap. And so I could get like one Thundercat or one Transformer. But if I went with G.I. Joe's, then I could get like three or four. So, of course, it was a better deal, and they were much more manageable for my little hands, I think. You know, as a kid. But G.I. Joe, super cool.
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
It's here, the G.I. Joe collection.
Infantry trooper.
Codename Grunt.
Bazooka soldier.
Codename Zap.
Water soldier.
Codename Short Fuse.
Laser rifle trooper.
Codename Flash.
Ranger.
Codename Stalker.
Communications officer.
Codename Breaker.
Machine gunner.
Codename Rock and Roll.
Counterintelligence.
Codename Scarlet.
Commando.
Codename Snake Eyes.
Each sold separately.
G.I. Joe from Hasbro.
Next one in the top six is Thundercats. Now, these were LJN 1985. They had the Battle Magic action. Cat-like humanoid aliens fought Mum-Ra as they struggled to survive on their new homeworld. Of course, Lion-O, and I think you can probably sense a theme here. He-Man was my favorite. Duke was my favorite. Lion-O was my favorite. I very much liked the leader the straight laced, you know, I'm gonna get things done, and be the good example for everyone. So I had Lion-O was my favorite. Jago was another super cool toy. He was like Lion-O's mentor. Bengali we never had. I wanted him so bad, and it wasn't until about 20 years ago when my brother found him on eBay. So I have him now. He's amazing. He's everything that I wanted. But yeah, Bengali Mumra was really cool, and you'd make the toys fight each other. It was awesome. They were a great line. And of course they had like a little battery pack that if you put them, if you held this thing up, then their eyes would glow. It was great.
Half human, half animal. Thundercats, Mumra and Lion-O, each sold separately.
I'm Mumra, once the sword of Gungara.
With this secret power ring, battery not included, you can make Lion-O's eyes light up. With Battlematic action, you control their swords.
The sword is mine, Lion-O.
That's what you think, Mumra.
Thundercats. Thundercats, Mumra and Lion-O with light up eyes, each sold separately. New from LJN.
Transformers is another one. Transformers, Hasbro, 1984. Autobots, sentient robotic organisms, battle the Decepticons for freedom and control of their world. My favorite, again, as you can tell, Optimus Prime. No brainer there. But Soundwave was super cool with Ravage. Oh, man, this is just Laserbeak. Those guys were awesome. I also had Highbrow. The Power Master Optimus Prime was another one of my favorites. Those were just super cool, the Power Master line there, where little robots and men would like join together. Oh, it was awesome.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battles to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers. Robots in disguise.
Attack the Autobot Commander!
Call in the Decepticon leader!
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
The Transformers, from Hasbro.
Voltron. Voltron was another one of my top six. So this was by the Lions by Matchbox, but then the figures themselves were by Panosh Place in 1984. So Voltron defends planet Eris and the universe from Zarkon and his Robeasts. Voltron was really cool. It was five different lines, especially the Matchbox one. It was like die-cast, and you could take them apart. The heads would shoot off. It was just fantastic construction. Lasted quite a while, surprisingly, at my house. Eventually, though, some of the legs and tails would break, and I lost interest. Or the springs stopped working, I think, on the red line, and so the head wouldn't stay in or shoot out, something like that. So we ended up selling it. But it was super cool. I also had Keith and Pidge figures. Pidge was awesome because he had glasses and I had glasses. So yeah, it worked out. But Keith was the leader, so of course Keith was my favorite.
From days of long ago comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. Five fearless lion robots. Black Lion, Green Lion, Yellow Lion, Red Lion, Blue Lion. Who together form Voltron. Lion sets each sold separately from Matchbox.
Finally, Mask. Mask was like the big top six for me. And so that was released by Kenner in 1985. They were a specialist vehicular team that battled the terrorist group Venom. So if you're also noticing a theme among these 80s lines, there's lots of specialist teams, you know, of commandos or soldiers that fight. that fight terrorists. Mask was super cool. I had my favorites, of course, were Matt Tracker and his Thunderhawk. That was the red one. The wings would fly up. So Thunderhawk, Matt Tracker and Rhino, Matt Tracker and Volcano. I think you can again sense kind of a theme. Matt Tracker being the leader, the one in charge. Who's trying to be the moral compass of everybody. So, and I really enjoyed that one. But also like Brad Turner in Condor. Brad Turner was a cool musician, sunglasses. Condor was that sleek motorcycle, the green one. So he was cool.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert Switchblade to jet mode.
Surprise, Matt Tracker.
It's mayhem.
Battle station, protect the decoder, Bruce. I'm going up.
Stacks, ready to fire.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt.
10-4.
Shadow's getting away.
But you're not, Mayhem.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.
Those were like my big six from the early to mid-80s. In the late 80s, in 87, they released Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and so that became part of my big seven. And so Ninja Turtles were awesome. It was Playmates, like I said, in 87, and they were mutated turtle martial artists, of course, who protected the city from Shredder and the ninja clan, the Foot. So I loved Leonardo was initially my favorite because he had swords and he was blue. Later on, when I realized Donatello was more of the nerdy one, that's when I was becoming more nerdy myself. And so I really loved Donatello after that. You know, he would just invent everything. But Leonardo, of course, initially was my favorite. Splinter was a super cool toy. Triceraton was awesome. I was huge into dinosaurs, as you're going to hear later on. And he was just this cool anthropomorphic Triceratops, which was my favorite. So, of course, I was like drawn to him.
Splinter the rat taught them each the ninja art. Donatello, master of the staff.
War!
Leonardo, the katana blade.
My gosh!
Raphael, the
sword. Don't throw this at all, kid!
And Michelangelo, the nunchakos.
Radical!
And master of the willing
peach. Hey, who had the pepperoni and ice cream?
Now, those are my big top seven. So out of all the 80s toys, those are the ones that really, I think, made the 80s special. But there was a bunch of other toys that were just super cool and out there. And so I kind of put these in my secondary line. Now, again, these are toys that I had like between 4 and 8 of. Next one was Cops. The toys themselves were called Cops and Crooks, but the show that that accompanied the toy line was called just Cops. But this was Hasbro in 1988, so they were police specialists that were attempting to apprehend Big Boss and his crime syndicate. Super cool. They all had some sort of nice gimmick. Long Arm was probably my favorite. He was just a regular beat cop that had like this handcuff that extended. It sounds ridiculous, but it was awesome. He and Bulletproof, I think, were my favorites. Bulletproof, of course, the leader. And he had an actual bulletproof metallic cybernetic chest because he was shot. Buttons McBoom Boom was probably the coolest villain. He actually had machine guns in his chest, so he would open up his suit coat, and then the guns would come down and blast everybody. So awesome. Nightmare was pretty cool. I think he actually used caps, put the caps in, and it was amazing. But I loved the Cops line. I had a few. My brother had a vehicle. I think I had Highway as well, but I didn't quite have as many of the big vehicles. They were just much more.
If we're going to stop the crooks, us cops got to know who they are. That's the Rock Crusher. No jail can hold them. And here's Berserko, a dangerous street punk.
Meanwhile, at the crook's hideout.
Look out for Long Arm. He's a tough street cop. Sergeant Mace, the SWAT team leader. And Bulletproof's a federal agent.
Give up, you crooks. You're surrounded by the cops.
Cops and crooks eat sold separately with cash.
Visionaries. So the Visionaries were super cool. Again, Hasbro 1987. Two factions of knights use ancient magic to battle for control of their planet. So essentially, they're on their planet, and all of a sudden, like three suns kind of align, and a big EMP happens, and it like wipes out most of the technology. So they have to like discover ancient magic and use that. So it was kind of like future with a little bit of technology, but also, you know, some of the sword and sorcery stuff that was super cool. And the toys were awesome because they had holograms on their chest and they had staffs with these holograms. And so, on the show, they would, you know, the animal or whatever, the little avatar on their hologram would come to life and they'd fight with that. But in the toys, you know, you could see the hologram and it would move from whatever angle you were in. Super cool. My favorite was Leoric. Go figure. He was in blue, of course, my favorite color. Cryotech was cool. Witterquick was another one that was super awesome. And I liked him because he had that cool boomerang. But
It is a time when those who control the magic control destiny. When spectral knights battle evil darkling lords.
Visionaries, knights of the magical light. Visionaries, with magical powers they fight. Visionaries.
They're attacking!
Use your mind control power!
They've stolen it!
Now I'll control their minds!
And my magical power will shape the earth!
Visionaries, knights of the magical light.
Visionaries from Hasbro.
Of course, you can't talk about toys in the 80s without talking about Star Wars. So they were originally released in Kenner in 1978. Technically, 77 is when they gave out their coupons, but 78 is when the toys actually debuted. And they made them all, Kenner made them all, 3 3/4 inch for, for Empire Strikes Back, for Return of the Jedi. Super cool. Luke Skywalker was always my favorite. Han Solo in his Bespin outfit. I really dug that one. I had Jabba's palace, and that one was neat because you could actually, there was like a little trap door on the platform that he was on. Yeah, there's just the biker scout. So after Return of the Jedi, say what you will about the movie, whether you like it or not, I do. I love it. But the biker scout was like super cool look. It had the black underneath and the white, but the visor, something about the helmet was just different. And so I always dug that look for the biker scout, that combination of black and white, which is probably why I like Moon Knight, because that updated Moon Knight outfit in Warren Ellis's run was just fantastic. And it kind of reminds me a lot of that biker scout.
I'll pay for this, Lando Calrissian.
Han Solo and other action figures each sold separately.
Ugnut, check the carbon freezing chamber.
Ready, sir.
Why did you do it?
The Empire tricked me, Han. I had no choice.
Prepare for freezing.
Long live the Alliance.
Goodbye, my friend.
Lando Calrissian and new Han Solo, Ugnut, and Lobot action figures each sold separately from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back Collection from Kenner.
Now, if we're going about licensed properties, then we might as well go on to DC's Superpowers. So this is, again, by Kenner, 1984. Essentially, the Justice League fends off Darkseid and their classic villains from taking over the world. The comic itself is much more in-depth, and it's really, really cool. You should definitely check it out. Jack Kirby at his finest. Some of the DC villains get power upgrades. It's fantastic. But anyway, my favorite, I remember for one Christmas, I got the Batmobile with Batman and Robin in it. It was fantastic. I got to play with them. The Batmobile like had several buttons. So one of them you'd press and it was like a battering ram up front. Another one you'd press and there was like a big hook that would come out in the back and like grab whoever was standing behind it. Amazing stuff there. But I liked it because like you could make them do different things. So the Batman one and Superman, you'd squeeze their legs and their fists would punch as if they were punching. The Flash, you would squeeze his arms and his legs would run back and forth as if he was running. Just amazing animated, articulated action. Not quite as articulated as G.I. Joe. So I think that's why I prefer G.I. Joe, because they had like 9 different points of articulation, whereas like figures like He-Man and Thundercats and these superpowers really only had 5. Although I think the superpower is actually their knees bent, so that would be 7 points of articulation there. So Batman, Superman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Cyclone was really cool. I always wanted Cyborg, but I never got him. I definitely wanted Brainiac because he looked amazing, but again, I never got that one. Although I accidentally did almost shoplift it once. But I was just holding, my dad let me hold it while we were walking through the store and we left and he didn't realize I was still holding it. So we had to go back in and it's very embarrassing. So sorry, Dad.
Coming from the farthest reaches of the universe to challenge the worst villains on Earth are the most powerful heroes ever in the Battle of the Superpowers Collection. What's this? The dam's about to blow and take Robin with it? Who'll stop the Joker and Luthor?
Aquaman!
Kenner's new Superpowers Collection. Figures with power action, each sold separately with its own mini-comic.
Aquaman, stay!
Who can help now? A power ring, a power action punch.
Defuse the bomb!
Can this madness be stopped in time? You decide.
Secret Wars, while we're on to comics, let's go on to Secret Wars. So this one was by Mattel, 1984. Now, Mattel was up for that Superpowers line, but in the end, they didn't get it. Kenner did. And so in order to compete, Mattel made a similar deal with Marvel. And so they created the Secret Wars line. And so this was also, again, based off of Marvel's year-long miniseries. It was a huge crossover where they got different sides of the Marvel Universe and just kind of combined them. So Marvel's heroes and villains fight on Battle World for the Beyonder, this you know, amazingly powerful being. I had Spider-Man, Dr. Doom, Baron Zemo, which is strange because I didn't know who Baron Zemo was. I just thought he looked cool, you know, with the purple mask and just the white ruffles on. I don't know. He was just a cool toy. And of course, Captain America. So I had all those. Dr. Doom toy was super cool because he had like a gun, a ray gun that would had a little notch on it and you could actually slide it on and onto his holster. It was amazing there.
Secret Wars.
Marvel supervillains are coming.
Secret Wars.
Can the Marvel superheroes stop them?
Marvel supervillains and superheroes figures each sold separately. Here, Dr. Doom and the Doom Platoon. Magneto, Dr. Octopus. There, Captain America and the Champions of Freedom. Spider-Man and Wolverine.
Secret Wars. The secret's out. Dr. Doom and Spider-Man. The Marvel Secret Wars collection. Other figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
But now we're on to Dino Riders. So, as I mentioned earlier, I was huge into dinosaurs. I had a club. It was called the Dino Mites. We passed out cards and everything with like a dinosaur logo on it. It was super nerdy, but it was amazing at the same time. And what kid didn't want to be a paleontologist, of course? But so I loved the Dino Riders when they came out because it was everything I love. Superheroes, essentially, but using dinosaurs to fight. These were made by Tyco, 1988. The telepathic Valorians flee back in time from the evil alien Rulons and use dinosaurs to fight for their freedom. So I had Questar. Now, he actually came with the Diplodocus, but I didn't have the Diplodocus. I bought him also just separate as like one of those standalone figures. So I had Questar, Gunner with the Torosaurus, Hammerhead with the Triceratops, which again was awesome because you'd press a button and he would walk by himself. Youngstar with the Quetzalcoatlus. They were cool figures. They usually had multiple weapons on their dinosaurs, and the heroes again were, it was standard to that I believe that 5-point articulation.
Harness the power, Dino Riders. The evil Rulon shackle the Deinonychus.
Braybox on attack.
They're sitting ducks.
Heroic Questar on Diplodocus opens the secret pod.
They're firing on me.
Look out for the trap.
Take this, Airhead.
The hidden rockets blast the evil Rulon.
We'll meet again, Questar.
Diplodocus with motorized walking action. Deinonychus and Pteranodon with figures and battle gear, each sold separately. Dino Riders.
Bone Age. So Bone Age was from Kenner, 1987. Again, dinosaur theme. These were super cool. I'm saying super cool a lot. I'm so jazzed about this episode. I just can't think of anything else. But these were amazing because it was kind of like you'd ride these dinosaur skeletons, but then you'd take them off. You could take them apart and rebuild them into like tanks or slingshots or something cool. But essentially, three clans vie for dominance via animated recombinable dinosaur bones. That's the bottom line there. I had Tund with Tritops. So another thing that was super cool was that they didn't have like the full name. It was like their nickname, but it was really close. So Tritops instead of Triceratops. Zor with the Deinonychus, and then Brog with Taro, you know, the pterodactyl. And then I also had Brack with Datron. Those were some of the ones I had. I loved them. I also had a couple of the standalone figures with the different clans, and each clan like had their own color. I don't know, pelt, I guess, that they were wearing. Brown, gray, or like a beige-ish color.
Feel the power. Hear the roar. Bone Age, where cavemen fight in dinosaurs, where T-Rex meets Tritops in earth-shaking battles.
Tritops, convert to battle wagon. T-Rex, convert to fly.
Bone Age. Assemble monsters never seen before. From the bones of these mighty dinosaurs. T-Rex and Tritops, each sold separately with a caveman. Feel the power of Bone Age.
Silverhawks. So again, with Kenner, 1987, the Silverhawks were the next thing after Thundercats by Rankin Bass, their cartoon there. So it was Galactic Patrolmen, the Silverhawks, attempt to apprehend Monstar and his gang. Now, their whole gimmick was that they were partly metal, partly real. Of course, they had like that shiny metallic surface on them. Most of the time they had some sort of action where their arms would move and you could see like their wings spreading or something like that. I had Quicksilver. I had Bluegrass, which was like the, I don't know if he was from Texas or what, but to me he was from Texas, but he had a cowboy hat and a guitar. Steel Wheel, Copper Kid, those were all super, super amazing. Of course, there was the villain's Monstar as well. And so those were really cool to play with. They were about the a little bit smaller than Thundercat size. So it kind of was like an in-between between the G.I. Joes and the Thundercats. It was actually quite fun to play. Just jam them all together, you know.
Silverhawks, partly metal, partly real, mighty warriors with the powers to protect space from all evil.
Bustle's busting out.
Shredder, too.
Stargazer's seen us.
Figures with weapon birds sold separately.
Slybird, Surgery Port,
Quicksilver,
Activate Power Wing,
Caliwalk, Brigade Scissor Wing.
Now take him down.
Mumbo Jumbo Airshot.
It's hero stomping time.
No way.
Buzzsaw with Shredder, Quicksilver with Caliwalk. Other figures with weapon birds sold separately. Silverhawks, new from Kenner.
Battle Beasts. I don't know if you guys remember Battle Beasts, but those were by Takara, and then they were imported and distributed by Hasbro. So 86 by Takara, 87 by Hasbro. Clans of anthropomorphic animals in battle armor fight for control. So I had a ton of these guys because they would come in like two packs. I had this little shark container. It was like a, you'd open it up and there would be like a control panel and guns and stuff like that. I mean, it was a neat idea, just anthropomorphic animals that fight. But there was Pirate Lion was my favorite. Sly Fox, Blitzkrieg Bat was awesome. Ferocious Tiger was another one that I really dug. Triple Threat Snake, he was cool because he had like his head was a snake and his arms and were also like snakes. I don't know how that works, but it was cool. I loved the Battle Beasts. They also had like a little hologram kind of thing on them. And so they had different logos, fire, water, and I think ice. And so you'd rub the little logo and then you could see, you know, it was like one of those heat temperature related gimmicks there. And so you'd rub it and then you'd find out which logo it was. And then based on the logo, then you could tell who won that battle. Later on, they came out with like a sun logo that beat everything.
Battle Beast!
Wood! Fire! Fire burn wood!
Battle Beast!
Fire!
Water! Water puts out fire!
Battle Beast!
Water!
Wood! Wood beats water!
Battle Beast! Battle for the fun of it!
Just activate their battle badges.
I got fire! I got water! Water beats fire!
Battle Beast!
Wood! Fire! Fire beats wood!
Battle Beast can grow into an army!
Collect all 84!
Battle Beast!
Finally, we got to the last one of my secondary tier here. It's The Real Ghostbusters, Kenner, 1986. A group of scientists protect New York by ensnaring ghosts with proton colliders, basically. Of course, based on the movie, I had Venkman. One of my favorites was Egon with the fright feature. You know, he had that sore throat. Bad to the Bone Ghost was another one that I really dug. Hard Hat Horror and X-Cop, they were supposed to be like regular civilians, but then you could like transform them into ghosts. And then Dracula, of course, was also my favorite. Go figure, another leader.
There's something strange in the neighborhood.
So who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Each sold separately.
Have no fear. Venkman, Steph, and Spangler are here. So are these ghosts.
They've got exoplasm.
We've been goofed. Now what?
They puff Marshmallow Man.
Let's show this pile of dessert who's boss.
Activate Neutrona Blaster.
We ain't afraid of them. Ghosts.
Peter Venkman, Ectoplasm, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and other figures each sold separately. Ghostbusters, new from Kenner.
So those are my secondary lines there. Tertiary. And I think this episode is turning into way longer than a minisode, but you know what? I don't care. It's so much fun to talk about these. This is like my third level here. So the Sectors, Coleco, 1985, Prince Dargon battles Empress Devora for possession of the Hives, source of ultimate power on the planet Symbion. I had Prince Dargon, and that was the only one I had. So again, this group, I only had like one, maybe three at the most.
An experiment fails, creating a strange new race, the Sectors. Leading the forces of good is night-fighting Dargon with his telebonded glow-in-the-dark insectoid Parafly. an invisible warrior that flies night missions and launches surprise attacks against evil sectors in the continuing battle for survival.
You can collect Night Fighting Dargon and all the warriors, each pair sold separately.
Sectors by Coleco.
The GoBots, Tonka, 1981. Now, the GoBots were awesome because they were a much more affordable version of the Transformers. So I liked them. It was basically, there was a civil war on Gobotron led to the peaceful robotic organisms, the Guardians, opposing the evil Renegades. Now, after Hasbro bought Tonka, then they kind of folded the GoBots into the Transformers line. Just basically, you know, it's a multiverse. So they had, this was the Autobots and Decepticons of that particular universe. So, I had Leader One. Now, I had Leader One in both his regular paint and in his dark blue and gray with the stars paint. And that one, I think, was my favorite one. He would transform into a jet plane, which is odd because, you know, in Transformers, all the jet planes were evil, you know, so, or at least most of the jet planes were evil. So I dug that Leader One wasn't.
They appear to be mighty robots, but you change them into mighty vehicles. GoBots and Super GoBots, each sold separately.
GoBots, mighty robots, mighty vehicles, GoBots.
GoBots and Super GoBots, Destroyer, Sightkill, and Leader One, each sold separately.
Bionic Six, LJN, 1986, a family of cyborg superheroes fights a mad scientist in search of immortality and world domination. These guys were a combination of die-cast metal and plastic. So their whole thing was that they were bionic, basically. So they were stronger, faster, and they were a family of superheroes. So the family aspect really appealed to me as well. I had Bionic One, and I think my brother had, I don't remember his name, but my brother had the one in the baseball cap.
Metal. Die-cast. Invincible. Introducing the Bionic Six family, each implanted with bionic parts. Giving them superhuman powers. Will the evil Dr. Scarab destroy the Bionic Six? Bionic Six, each sold separately. It's a grand toy.
Now here we get to one. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, LJN, 1983. Knights and wizards versus evil sorcerers, warlords, and beasts in a realm of Dungeons & Dragons. The only one I had of this line was Warduke. He was scary looking. He had like this helm with bat wings on it. You could barely see his face. He had like gladiator style armor. And I think he even had like a skull on his shield. He was a cool toy. So of course I used him as a villain. It was kind of awesome to see him in the cartoon. So Warduke showed up in the cartoon, Kellick showed up in the cartoon, of course, Tiamat. But that was really all we saw. So when the cartoon came out, they barely used these characters that they had created. And so it was kind of a bummer. But at the same time, seeing Warduke in his episode was super cool. It's like, hey, I have that guy. It's awesome. You know, it's something about seeing your action figure on TV. That's just, it's amazing.
In the eerie world of deep, dark dungeons, mystery and magic seem real. There's good against evil with Advanced Dungeons & Dragons action figures. War Duke, Kellick, Strongheart, and Bronze Dragon, each sold separately.
Beware, Strongheart. You will cast an evil spell and steal the treasure.
Well, evil is no match for good. The treasure is safe.
Advanced Dungeons & Dragons action figures, Kellick, War Duke, Bronze Dragon, Strongheart, each sold separately from LJN.
Wheeled Warriors, Mattel, 1985. Jace and his crew drive powerful vehicles to fight against the Monster Mines, evil plant-based creatures. This one's a little bit of a cheat because I said I was going to stick with action figures. This one did have action figures, but they were maybe only about 2 inches tall. Mostly it was about the vehicles. So, you'd put these little figures into the vehicles. They, again, could transform and had different pieces you could assemble in different ways. I had Armed Force with the Lightning League leader. Now, again, this was also kind of a bummer because when the cartoon came out, Jason the Wheeled Warriors, banger of a theme song, by the way, they didn't base like the toys on any of these cartoon characters. So yeah, you had the Lightning League leader, but so what? He didn't look anything like Jace. So it was kind of a bummer, but the toys were still super fun. I had the Armed Force. I think I also had Saw Boss.
You can make a good guy better. Armed Force.
Roll them.
You can make the bad guys better. Saw Boss.
Roll them in the battle.
Wheel Warrior.
All vehicles in the Wheel Warriors collection are sold separately. Some parts not for use with some toys. New from Mattel. Watch out! Beast Walker is coming! Can Trailblazer stop him? The Ultimate Basket coming soon!
Centurions. Kenner, 1986. The Centurions use exoframe suits to defeat mad scientist cyborg Doc Terror. I had Max Ray. He was the green one, the aquatic expert. These guys had a bunch of different holes on their bodies that was supposed to be from their exosuits. And then you could place and recombine all these different pieces in different ways. So if you wanted the gun on his back one day, you could do that. If you wanted it on his arm, you could do that. It was a very neat idea, but he was the only one I had.
Well, Ace McCloud and Doc Terror each sold separately.
Trouble in Forever, Jake! Energize the assault mode!
Let's do it!
My name is Doc Terror Dan!
Centurion! Take this!
Energize the power mode!
Boomers away!
Fire!
Now, suck your balls! Right, Jake?
Right, Ace!
New Centurions! Jake Rockwell, Ace McCloud, and Doc Terror come as shown, each sold separately.
Inhumanoids! Hasbro, 1986. Scientist Supergroup. The Earth Corps battles a trio of subterranean monsters with the aid of elemental beings. I had Herc Armstrong. He was the dark green one. He was the leader of the team. Again, go figure. But the Inhumanoids were cool. I always wanted like Metlar or one of the, you know, like Decompose, I think was the one I really, really wanted. Never got them. They were just very expensive. And again, you could get like a bunch of G.I. Joes for the price of one of those guys. But, it was just these monsters from under the earth that just attack and you gotta stop them.
The deadly Inhumanoid Tendril lashes out and the forest comes alive as the Redwoods help their scientist friends.
Nasty Redwoods!
Inhumanoids!
The evil that lies within!
Again, all of us longer!
Where's Redland?
Here's Redland!
Nasty Redwood!
Let him go, Tendril!
I'll get you next time!
Redland and other figures sold separately from Hasbro.
Supernaturals, Tonka, 1987. Seal of the Tomb of Doom was broken, releasing heroic and evil warriors locked in war. I had Lionheart. I also had some of the Ghostlings. Vamp Paw was the one that I remember most. Those ones also used holograms, so they actually didn't have any like sculpted face or torso areas. It was all just flat, but it was a holographic sticker that you'd place on it. And from there, it would, you know, you could see what the image was. And usually, it, depending on what angle you held it at, it would transform. So it would look like a ghost. And then, oh no, it looks like a vampire, you know, or something like that.
Supernatural!
Now you can join the battle between brave Lionheart and the evil Skull and their eerie ghostlings.
Lion, you're done! Now, master!
They change to fight with ghostly might. Turn them into the light, and they change into even more powerful creatures.
Now, the whining is free! Take this!
Supernatural! Lionheart, Skull, and Ghostling sold separately. New from Tonka.
Captain Power, Mattel, 1987. After the Metal Wars, Captain Power leads a giant team, leads a team against dominating machines. I had Captain Power, Major Hawk Masterson. Those were the two that I owned. And those you could like, they had a little thing on the back and you could look through it and, you could see something really cool. But also the vehicles would interact with the show. And so you could fire lasers at it and it would somehow fire lasers back. I haven't explored it. I'm not even sure how it works, but it was very cool.
Captain Power has come to TV, and you can be part of it.
What are you doing?
Aim the PowerJet XT-7, fire invisible beams at the television targets, and score! Or be hit.
The TV show fires back!
No kidding. Captain Power versus Lord Dredd.
I don't believe it!
Believe it, short human. The power of the future is in your hands.
believe it.
Captain Power jetting figure sold separately. Batteries not included.
Black Star, Galoob, 1983. Again, in conjunction with the cartoon. This was the era when every or almost every toy line had some sort of cartoon that went along with it. Astronaut John Blackstar crashed on Sagar and opposes Overlord. I had the Blackstar character, and he had a little thing on his back that you could press, and his necklace would light up.
It's new for your kids.
Laser light, it's Blackstar.
Defender of right, he's ready to fight.
The evil Overlord.
Laser light.
The ice castle is the mysterious place. He might meet the Lavalock face to face.
Laser light, it's Blackstar.
From Galoob.
Sky Commanders, Kenner, 1987. International group of soldiers defy General Plague and the Raiders' attempts at world domination. I had Commander R.J. Scott. This was basically a line where you'd connect like a wire or string to do two different points, and then the vehicles would like ride across the strings.
Sky Commanders, where all the action is above the ground.
Set up laser cable! Good work, Cable Raider!
Just as the cable cannon spots the enemy...
Sky Commander, warning, warning!
The evil Raiders attack!
Deception Raider, strike! You're surrounded!
Each sold separately with a figure and cable.
Fire! Gotcha, Raiders!
Sky Commanders, protectors of the high frontier. Cable cannon comes with everything you see here. Other vehicles each sold separately. New from Kenner.
Wrestling, LJN, 1984. Of course, different wrestlers try to win the belt. The only figure I had of wrestling was Hillbilly Jim, and I think I gave him to my brother. I wasn't a huge wrestling fan. I watched Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling. I watched No Holds Barred. That was really about it. Wrestlers were cool, but I mean, I was more into like G.I. Joe. But those figures were super popular. There were some that you could put on your thumb and you could actually like thumb wrestle. But with the wrestlers, that was pretty neat. They had rings. They had just about everything. Again, ridiculously popular. They're just lower on my level because I didn't really play with them.
Are you ready for Hulkamania?
Ancient Adonis, looking good and tough to beat.
Nobody beats Macho Man.
You can get right in the action in the ring with Wrestling Superstars figures. The big names are here and they're ready. It's corner-to-corner excitement. Match your moves against the other guy. Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures. Because you're in the ring with the WWF Wrestling Superstars figures. Figures, ring, and cage sold separately. Assembly required. It's a grand toy.
I can beat anyone.
What do you say, boy?
The Power Lords, Revell, 1983. Adam Power uses the Power Jewel to protect the galaxy from Arcus. I had Adam Power. This guy was like, he had like this orange jumpsuit, but when you'd press a button, his body would flip around, and the other side was like all blue with, you know, like red lines, and that was like his power form, and he could do all sorts of cool stuff.
Power Lords!
Instant rescue warriors!
I am Lord Power, leader of the Lords!
Riptog and Lagoth are attacking!
We must help Psyduck defend Balkan Rock!
Power Lords!
Riptog has four fists! Psyduck is finished! It's Lord Power! He zapped Riptog's head!
But Arcus has Psyduck!
Power Lords!
Adam Power, Psyduck, Riptog, and Arcus are each sold separately from the Power Lords collection, new from Revell.
Then there was some minor ones like Crystar, Remco 1982, Crystar and the Forces of Order battle his brother Moltar and Chaos for the City of Galax. I had Crystar. Lost World of the Warlord, Remco 1982, a Vietnam vet flies through the Earth's crust and battles the sorcerer Deimos, based on a DC property. Way cool toys. Very He-Man-like. Spiral Zone, Tonka 1987, international group of soldiers fighting to free the world from a scientist who controls much of the Earth's surface. And turning the inhabitants into mindless slaves. I had Colonel Dirk Courage. That's the only one I had. These were larger. They were like, I think, 7-inch figures. Defenders of the Earth, Galoob, 1986. The Defenders protect the Earth from Ming the Merciless. I had Flash Gordon and I had Ming. Of course, there were also a bunch, and I'll just give some honorable mentions to another category here, movie toys. Toys based on movie lines that usually R-rated movies that they turned into cartoons. So I had Rambo, I had Commando, you know, Matrix, John Matrix from Commando, the Karate Kid toys, I had Daniel-san, I think I had Mr. Miyagi too. Chuck Norris and the Karate Commandos. I definitely had Chuck Norris. RoboCop and the Ultra Police, another cool line. But anyway, that was just a little taste of some of the different properties. Most of these I'd get like from relatives and aunts, just like a figure or two here and there. The big ones, of course, my parents bought me for Christmas, or Santa brought them for Christmas. And then the rest I'd collect throughout the year, like for getting straight A's on my report card, or for doing all my chores, or if I earned any money or got any money for my birthday, I'd go out and complete some of these collections. I hope everyone, you know, really got a taste of all the cool and just fantastical toys out there from the 80s. A lot of people actually do their best to collect them. I try. I fail miserably. So a lot of times I just kind of stick with the ones that I have already. But let me just say that you can check us out on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram at Totally Rad Christmas and Twitter at Rad Christmas. Also, leave us a review on iTunes. Not only does it help us reach more people, but you also get a free sticker. Don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our brand new website, totallyradchristmas.com, courtesy of Tis the Podcast Elf, Tom Crow. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a safe night. Later, dudes.
The battle pods are coming, so you'd better beware. Free Tiana's battle pods are everywhere. But Rick Hunter and the Veritech are on their way. If you can get there fast enough, you'll save the day.
We'll never stop the battle pod.
Yeah, meet Rick Hunter.
Veritech fighter and battle pods, each sold separately. New from Matchbox.
We save the Earth.
But I'll be back.